Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your first? I'm sorry. May I have your zip code, please?
15801.
Thank you, ma'am. Now I need your first and last name.
Tina Cunningham.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. One moment while I try and locate your account. You said 15801 is your zip.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. How are you doing today, Ms. Cunningham?
I'm okay.
Let me ask you, are you familiar with the Harry Cunningham?
I am.
Okay. Can you verify you and Mr. Cunningham's shipping address?
How does it ship?
United States Postal Service.
Okay, it's 598 Treasure Lake.
Thank you, ma'am. City and state.
DuBois, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, ma'am. It looks like Mr. Cunningham ordered some male enhancement products. There's one called Elite Edge Rise, and that's actually a testosterone booster, and the other one is the Elite Edge Pump, and that's something that puts oxygen into your blood to promote better circulation. He was charged $6.97, ma'am, on today, and $5.97 for shipping and handling.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, hang on just one second for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's encouraging people to come to the border? Congressman,
Okay, I'm trying to see. Now, it's going to take 2 to 4 days before he receives the product, ma'am. And I just want to advise you that this is, I want to say, a 7-day trial. I could extend it out for a full 30 days so he'll have time to receive it, test it out, and see if it's something that's going to be conducive for his needs. And all he has to do is just inform Mr. Cunningham that he needs to give us a call back prior to June 16th to say he wants to cancel if he wants to avoid any future billing or shipping. Yeah, he needs to call before that because that's when his trial is going to expire, and it'll be at that point when they'll bill him and ship him out again.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome, ma'am. Ms. Cunningham, you have a good evening. Stay safe, and thanks for calling customer support.
You do the same, dear.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Vulnerable migrants. So my office denies the policies that incentivize illegal immigration, but also admits ending Title 42 will result in migrant surges. Does anyone else see the blatant incompetence here? They can't even keep up with their own.